Welcome to Above Par. I'm your host, Kathy Hartwood. I show you how to take more of your talent to the golf course without practicing harder, taking more lessons, or buying new equipment. I show you how to end the frustration of underperforming so you can start playing to your potential. This is where you are going to learn how to think above par so you can play below par. Let's get to it. Hello, my golf friend. Welcome back to Above Par. I'm super glad you're here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening in February when this is getting released. I know a lot of you are listening to this, whether you're playing golf or not, which is super valuable because today I'm going to talk about how you can work on your mental game, even if you are in the middle of winter, a cold winter, where you're not playing golf or not playing as much. You're not one of those lucky people who are either in Arizona or Florida or one of those warmer states where they can still keep playing. Or you might just be at a place where you're not playing as much. You can constantly and consistently work on your mental skills. And I want to talk to you about that today. But first, I want to give a shout out to a new listener who has been introduced to the podcast through his wife. His name is Tim Proud. And he's been binge watching or binge listening to my podcast on road trips. And I'm super proud of you, Tim Proud. Thanks for listening. And a big shout out to your wife for sharing it with you. So I'm happy to have you. And I hope you found lots of value in what I share here on the podcast. Okay, like I said, is I want to talk about six different ways. I think I could give you 15, but it'd be overwhelming for your brain. Six different ways that you can work on building your mental skills relative to the game of golf without having a club in your hand, without being on a golf course, without putting your golf shoes on, without putting your glove on, without even looking at your golf bag. You don't have to have golf around you at all. You just need to practice what's in your brain. If you have a brain, this will be useful to you. This will be helpful for you to be able to start managing your brain on the golf course. We want to practice it off of the golf course because when we go out and play, it just is moving a little bit faster. We only have seconds or minutes before we hit our next shot. When we're off of the golf course, we have all kinds of time to sit around and have a glass of wine and some popcorn and maybe just walk around and try and sort out our brain. We don't have that luxury when we play golf. That's why golf has a tendency to reveal our ability to manage our minds, right? Those things that show up for you on the golf course, that's your work. The things that you struggle with, anger or frustration or anxiety, or those worrying about what other people think or perfectionism, that's your work. That's your work off the golf course. It's only going to benefit you off the golf course. You don't suddenly step onto the first tee and your mind turns into a different brain. It doesn't happen. You have one brain. All we've done is change the circumstance. We've changed it to golf and we changed the speed that it happens. And we introduced a lot of elements that freak your brain out. And so therefore it exposes whether you're able to manage your mind or not, right? You can be super successful off of the golf course in your job, in your day-to-day life, handle pressure really well, stress well, not very anxious. And then all of a sudden you go to the golf course, you're like, what the heck is wrong with me? These are mental skills. All right, so I'm going to go through and I'm going to give you six today. The first one is start spotting negativity, negative thinking. Negative thoughts create negative emotion and create negative results. They don't feel good and they suck your confidence. And it's a habit. It's just something that we're not aware of and we just let our brain go into this negative place and we go along for a ride. So what I want you to do is start practicing and noticing negative conversations you have, whether it's about complaining about the weather or things that are going on in your neighborhood or at work. Complaining is also negative, or it's the negative things that you say about yourself. Take a couple days and go on a negative diet, a negativity diet, which means you're going to clean it up. You're going to minimize your negative conversation. You're just going to start being aware of it. At the end of the day, you can sit there and look back at the day and think about how many times you were negative and what you could have done differently, what you might have said differently. The more you're aware of it, the more you can start pivoting away from it. Because when you go to the golf course and you start complaining about the conditions and you start beating yourself up with negative conversations, it is going to affect your performance. It's going to affect how much you enjoy the game of golf. It's going to affect the people that you play with. Right? It's going to affect how you feel. So let's start right now cleaning up the negativity. The second thing is practice pivoting away from negative emotions. So you might notice and be aware that I'm ticked off right now. I'm anxious right now. I feel pressure right now. Pick something that you typically see on the golf course and just spend some time being aware when you get into that emotional place, if you can give yourself 60 to 90 seconds to pivot back to something that is more useful. A great place to practice this is traffic. Right? If you get caught in traffic, I talk about it all the time because I think there's so many analogies to that and golf, but relative to speed of play and managing emotions. But if you're in traffic, whether people are cutting you off or you're stuck in a lot of heavy traffic or someone's not moving out of the fast lane and moving over, you're getting tailgated. Is that a word, tailgated? I don't know. But witness your brain. Listen to it. Notice how you're going to get aggravated or frustrated or irritated. And use that as an opportunity to pivot. Give yourself 60 to 90 seconds. Get back to a place where you're accepting reality at that moment. Get back to a place where you get into a better state. Even neutral is useful. So you can now look at traffic. You probably never thought this would happen and go, oh, yay. I'm stuck in traffic. This is a great opportunity for me to manage my brain for my golf game. You're welcome. Right? The third one is check in with yourself when you're arguing with reality. Going back to traffic, for instance, if you're stuck in traffic and you're arguing that you shouldn't be stuck in traffic, you're arguing with reality and you're only going to lose every single time. Every single time. If you're arguing that the weather's bad, that it's cold, that it's snowing, that it's taking an extra 10 minutes for you to get your dinner or your drinks or for the waiter to come by, that someone's running late. Anytime you're arguing with reality, you're doing so at your own expense. Start making those situations neutral on purpose. Because when we go out to the golf course, we argue with reality a lot. Like my ball's in the divot. I hit my ball in the bunker. I made a six. I'm paired with Billy, Betty, or Bob, and I don't like them. I have a late tee time. I couldn't get an early tee time. Our brain will argue with things that we have no control over. And we want to get in the habit of being aware of that now before we go out and play, before our season starts, before tournaments kick in. The fourth is set intention. So start your day and set an intention. What that means is decide what you want to produce for the day. Decide really what you want your brain to look for throughout the day. You're going to set an intention for your brain. So this could be, I'm going to look for all the different ways that people are being helpful at work. I'm going to look for all the ways that my kids are actually listening to me. I'm going to set an intention for noticing how my spouse is actually saying kind words to me or being helpful, whatever it is, like relative to your life. How this works is when you get in the habit of doing that, you're going to notice that when you set an intention, you put your brain to work to look for evidence of it. Versus if we don't set an intention, it has a tendency to go negative, or we actually set negative intentions. Right? Meaning my kids never listen to me. And all you're going to do is notice all the times your kids never listen to me. Somebody always runs late. And all you're going to notice is all the times they run late, not the times that they're actually on time. When we go out to the golf course, then you want to get in the habit when you start your round, I'm going to set an intention for noticing how many shots I hit from calm or certain or confident. I'm going to set an intention for pivoting away from being frustrated after I mishit a shot. I'm going to set an intention for really making sure that I'm making decisions very clearly on the golf course and I'm having my own back. I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to set an intention for every time my brain goes and starts adding up my score that I'm going to bring it back. Right? You've trained your brain to already know what it's like to set intentions. The fifth one is you're going to practice making decisions. One of the big things that happens in golf is people get indecisive. They say, I don't know a lot. They don't trust their club selection. They don't trust the shot. They don't have their own back. And this starts off of the golf course. So I am sure you make lots of decisions in the day, but I want you to actually be intentional about a decision that you're going to make and follow through and have your own back. Pick something. Anything. It could be getting up in the morning to go work out. It could be deciding on when you're going to eat or when you're going to call somebody. Make a decision. It doesn't have to be huge, but follow through and have your own back whether you do it or not. Just ask yourself why. Why didn't I do it? What came up? What did my brain tell me? Was I uncomfortable? Did I listen to my crappy brain talk me out of it? Because when you practice that, that's part of one of the foundations of having confidence. When you practice making decisions, when you go on the golf course, when the season hits, You're like, I'm used to making decisions. I'm used to following through and I'm used to having my own back. And you're going to build your confidence right away. You're going to hit way fewer shots from doubt and uncertainty, which is where we have a tendency to steer it around the golf course, or we make tentative swings. All right. And the sixth one is practice some mindfulness. A lot of times our brain scatters and gets into different places. We start thinking about what we're going to have for dinner when we're in the middle of the round. We start thinking about other people, right? We have a hard time staying focused and being present and being aware. So take this as an opportunity to practice something that resonates with you. Meditation, that's a practice of quieting your brain down and getting super self-aware. Yoga, right? Also the same thing, because they practice breathing, which I encourage out on the golf course. I guess we just breathe, but you know what I'm saying. They practice intentional breathing, and there is meditation in there, depending on which kind you do. And practice visualization. Get your brain used to it. The time to start doing these things is not the day before a tournament. Right? I tell people, if you want to start working with me, don't wait until the day before season kicks in. It's like trying to lose 10 pounds the week before you have a wedding that following weekend. The time to lose 10 pounds or 15 pounds was a couple months ago. We're trying to go on a crash diet with our brains. You're not going to gain any traction. You're looking for quick fixes at that moment. Practice now. Visualization is a great place to do that. Some people are really comfortable with it. Other people, their brain, it takes a little bit of time for their brain to evolve. Visualization is one of those things, but your brain doesn't know whether you're actually doing the thing or you're visualizing it, right? So when you rehearse it in your brain, by visualizing it and picturing the way that you want things to go this golf season, you want the way things to go with your round, or you want to visualize the shot, it's useful for you to do that beforehand so you learn that skill. But also, your brain doesn't know if you actually did it or you just visualized it. There's lots of studies on this, and I have a podcast on visualization you can look up as well. Okay, so those are the six things that I encourage you to practice right now. Get your brain ready for the season now. Practice those mental skills before your first tournament, before the season opener, before the tournaments kick in. And that way you're going to be so much more prepared when you go on the golf course and things move a little bit faster. There's a lot more elements that freak our brain out, and you're going to have a great foundation for building up some mental skills as well as confidence. All right, my friends, let's get to this now. And if you are not on my email list, you learn about some of my programs, some of my coaching programs, or working with me one-on-one, make sure you go to kathyhartwood.com/join. All right, I'll see you there. Have a beautiful week. I'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.